My name is Trevor Steinhauser, and I've been a patient at the Linear Center for the past 5 years, since 2011. I suffer from anxiety, depression, and also in recovery for drug and alcohol addiction. I've battled mental health and addiction my entire life. I fractured my skull when I was 18 months old, and that sort of kicked off the change in brain chemistry. I would go on to have 6 more concussions by the age of 7. And the makeup of my brain was pretty much devastated. I began to realize that I was different from other kids around the age of 5. I would have very strong impulses and very abnormal thought patterns. I also had mania as a child. I vividly remember laying my head down at night to go to sleep, and it would feel and sound as if elephants were just trampling through my head, and I believe that my brain was just jostling around in my head from all the trauma. It was truly miserable. My addictive personality started to show around that same age. Whatever would make me feel good and whatever would bring me joy, I would want to do it just incessantly. I believe this was the disease at work, but I also think it was a way for me to mask the pain that I was going through. My mom noticed that I was struggling and she wanted to get me help. So she put me into therapy, and I was too young to articulate my feelings to these doctors, so I was never able to make a connection. And whenever she saw that there was no progress being made, she would take me down the road to the next one and the next one, and different medications. And so this led to just confusion and doubt of what was wrong with me. And it wasn't her fault. She was doing what she thought was best for her child. Through adolescence, I would have more concussions, none of which I was wearing head protection. So my compulsions and my impulsive behavior just became more pronounced and more pronounced. I was the kid that made everybody laugh. I was the one that was the crazy one. I was always the center of attention. And I believe this was my true personality coming through, but I also turned it up to make sure that I masked the pain that I was going through and tried to diffuse that a little bit. I would continue to see doctors and therapists to no avail during this time. So fast forward to my high school years, I was not a good student, and this is when I started beating myself up. I started to lose self-esteem and self-worth, thinking that I was no good. So I tried to make myself feel better, so I started drinking and I started using drugs. I also became obsessed with girls and sex. So all the behaviors that I've been experiencing since I was a child just became more and more and stronger and stronger. I didn't apply myself in high school. Again, just kind of muddled my way through. College was more of the same. I spent most of it binge drinking and using drugs. And again, I never applied myself. We had a family business that I knew I was going to go work there, and it was expected that I was going to go work there. So I never made goals. I never followed my dreams. I never even formulated dreams. So this started my professional career in a very unhappy state. So from high school and childhood up to my adult life, I would go on to have more concussions. This would total 13 full-blown concussions and result in about 100 stitches in my head. So at the age of 33, into my professional career, I was introduced to the Linear Center of Hope. And this place changed my life. It was the first time I was somewhere where I was actually getting the care that I truly needed. The doctor that I was paired up with was an amazing person. I'm still with him today. He helped me to understand why I am the way that I am. And he worked with me on my medication regimen. We overhauled the whole thing. And it took about 2 years. So I started to feel better. I started to, we're making progress. I was seeing him 2-3 times a month and getting out of the fog and, you know. Then I got complacent. I went to 2 times a month. Then I went to once a month. Then I went to once every 3 months. And he thought I was doing great. But in reality, my personal life and my professional life was just in shambles. I was extremely unhappy. I slipped into severe depression and anxiety. So I did what I always do, and I tried to make myself feel better to take the pain away. So at the age of 36, I started using cocaine, and it would lead to an 18-month uncontrollable addiction. It was all that I cared about. And I was too ashamed to call my doctor here at the Linder Center. The guilt and shame were just too much. But I wish I had, because I think a lot of this could have been avoided. So I went to rehab at Sipsey House and reconnected with him. And the Linder Center saved my life, without a doubt. And I got to work very intensely with a bunch of different doctors while I was here in rehab. And I finally got the other piece of what I call my mental health puzzle that I've been searching for my entire life. I had the part where I knew I was damaged goods. I knew I had a lot of head trauma, and I knew I was just a crazy kid. But I never knew why. So in this intense evaluation and work, I was able to get the biological piece to bring this puzzle together. So this was my genetics, my predispositions, and the head trauma, and how all of that, you know, worked together to make me the person that I am today. So I was able to understand that and start really digging in and working on getting healthy. I was also paired up with a therapist who is an amazing person, has gone through struggles like I have, and so being able to relate to somebody, there's nothing that equals being able to relate to somebody. So he truly helped me get out of the darkness and helped me to trust the process, not to rush it, and to truly get myself mentally and physically healthy. So I've been sober since October 2015, and without the Linder Center, I truly believe that I would either be in jail or dead right now. This place and places like this around the country are very much needed, and there's no more important subject in my mind than mental health and addiction. I don't think it gets the national recognition that it deserves, but I think that eventually it will. And places like this and people like you make a difference every day. You give people life that have lost it, and you give people hope that never thought they would have. So thank you for everything that you do, and you make a difference, and you'll continue to make a difference. So thank you.